Praise be Jesus and Mary. If you only knew what makes for peace, how often we might ask ourselves that question in today's day and age. What do we do? What makes for peace? And our Lord actually gives us the answer in the last phrase of this passage. Do not recognize the time of your visitation. Here, of course, in this passage, our Lord is looking at Jerusalem. He's about to go in and suffer his passion and death. And he's predicting what would come not much more than 40 years later, in fact, less than 40 years later. In the year 70 AD, Jerusalem was razed to the ground by the Romans. And our Lord is actually more than once, he has predicted that event. We find in the Gospels, he also gives a prediction of the last times, and within that, he predicts this same event. But what is our Lord really telling us here? How do we apply that to us in our day and age? Well, it's essentially the same thing. Do we recognize his visitation? That he is here present among us. He is here in the Blessed Sacrament, day and night. He is here with us. Do we recognize it? Or do we just simply turn away and not pay attention? He is waiting for us to come to him, to turn to him. There is how we're going to find that peace. And that is why we are doing a votive mass to St. Pio Pietrelcini, you heard in the opening prayer, and also the hymn as well, that lifting high the cross, looking to the passion and death of our Lord, the greatest sign of love ever offered. Do we seek to accept that, embrace it, unite ourselves with it? That is what we are called to do. Then we will find peace. In short, we need to get down on our knees and pray constantly, insistently, every day. Pray. Our Blessed Lady asked us at Fatima, pray the rosary every day. She would later tell Sister Lucia, there's not one problem, not one, that cannot be resolved with the recitation of the rosary. She would ask us to give ourselves to her Immaculate Heart, devotion to the Immaculate Heart. Actually, she told us, the Most High, God Himself, asked for that. And she will take us to the cross. Not something to be afraid of, not something to run from, something to embrace. Then we will find that peace. Evidently, these people here in Jerusalem failed to do that, failed to recognize who it was they were putting to death on the cross. Or if they recognized it all, they simply flat out rejected him. They suffered the consequences just as our Lord predicted. Now, we just simply apply that to us today. Are we failing too? Or are we willing to recognize that very great sign of love, the greatest sign of love, that of the passion and death of our Lord? And are we too willing to embrace it? For that, let us strive, let us pray, let us do it, and we will find peace. Praise be Jesus and Mary.